Television ads promise men of a certain age better health, higher spirits, and a stronger sex drive, all by using a new medication. The ads by a company called Unimed seem to be pitching a cure for a disease few even knew about, male menopause, sometimes called andropause. In this week's New Yorker magazine, Harvard physician Jerry Groopman explores whether medical marketing is ahead of medical science. It's the same question recently pushed in the headlines with the newfound side effects of hormone replacement therapy for women. Dr. Groopman, good morning.
Good morning.
Is there such a thing as male menopause? And if there is it a problem?
Well, it's not clear there really is. What happens is, as men age, when they pass their 40s and 50s, their testosterone levels drift down slightly, about 1% a year. So if you look at a group of men, say, in their 60s, and compare that to a group of men in their 20s, the men in their 60s have lower testosterone levels. In fact, some of them will actually be below the level of what's called normal for a 20-year-old. But the impact on the health of those 60-year-old men is not at all clear.
Now, the product in question here is called Androgel. Do researchers think that if I rub this medication on my shoulder, or better yet, have Mrs. Edwards do that for me, the aging process is going to be reversed?
Well, it's not specific to Androgel, but all of these testosterone products are increasing 100% a year in terms of prescription. And there's certainly the suggestion that this is a magic bullet for aging, that it will increase energy, muscle strength, sex drive with regard to Mrs. Edwards and others.
And others. Never mind. Was it approved by the FDA for this purpose?
No, it was approved for men, generally young men, who have relatively rare diseases, diseases of the pituitary gland so that their hormonal balance is decreased and they don't produce testosterone, or men whose testicular function has declined because of cancer or radiation. It was not approved for andropause. In fact, when I spoke with the FDA about this, they said, we don't know what andropause is.
So more testing needs to be done, or do they plan to do that?
Well, it's interesting. About a year ago, the NIH confronted this problem, and they came out with a very strong position paper. They said, we don't know if this is really a health issue. Is this truly an illness or just a natural change that occurs with aging? We need to do very large scale and very careful placebo-controlled studies to know.
Are there side effects?
They're very important side effects, and I think this is the key issue here. Testosterone is like fuel on fire for prostate cancer. And many men have small areas of prostate cancer, so you could precipitate an epidemic of prostate cancer by giving this to older men.
Has anyone asked women if they want a lot of older men running around with more testosterone?
Well, the interesting thing is that despite the advertising, there's no study that shows it actually increases sex drive. In fact, the studies that have looked at it, small studies, of course, have shown no increase in libido at all.
Thank you very much. Dr. Jerry Groopman teaches at Harvard Medical School and is chief of experimental medicine at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. His article appears in this week's New Yorker magazine.